So we can move cancer forward as long as somebody makes money on it, I guess. What about stage 3 disease, 3B? How do you approach that in terms of chemo radiation therapy?
Yeah, that's a very interesting group because I don't think we can use some of the newer drugs, I call them newer, cytotoxic drugs that we've had now for several years that are more effective, and we know that from stage 4 studies. We can't combine them appropriately with radiation because it's too toxic. Too much toxicity on the esophagus and lung. Therefore, we've had to reduce the doses with concomitant radiation. And it's made it difficult to prove that we've actually given these patients a jump in their survival and particularly their cure rate beyond what we did 15 years ago with what I call second-generation chemotherapy, etoposide cisplatinum or Velband cisplatinum, concurrently with radiation. Concurrently. We know that's better, see?
Right.
So we haven't made the jump yet, but I think that soon we're going to see data where we have made the jump because some of the drugs are going to be able to combine better with radiation. I don't like using posterior chemotherapy. What I mean by that is consolidative Taxotere after cisplatin, etoposide, and radiation. That's that SWOG model.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that study was a highly selective, small study where that came from, and it was accepted as a superior therapy because the NIH allowed it in a large randomized trial. All patients got that treatment, and then they either received gefitinib or ERISA or no ERISA. They showed no difference there. That ERISA in this unselected group
right.
didn't make any difference. But that treatment has sort of become ensconced because of that. And I think that set us back a ways. I'm not criticizing the people who designed that trial, but that set us back a ways. That's difficult. The Hoosier Oncology Group has tried to actually show that that's better than just cisplatinum radiation and etoposide, and it's not even feasible for most patients in the community. In other words...
Although a lot of that was neutropenia, I think, what I saw there. What do you think?
Well, neutropenia, but also just the overall debility of the patients. Radiation, chemo, and then trying to receive Taxotere in adequate doses. They weren't able to get the doses in. Of course, neutropenia was an issue.
They didn't use, I mean, now I think a lot of people, when they do this, use preventive Neulasta, but they didn't.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are issues like that. But the point is, the most common patients out there in the community often can't receive this treatment. Plus, it seems like you're waiting too long to use the best drug. Taxotere is better than the other drugs. The reason the other drugs are used is we can't use Taxotere in full dose with radiation, nor Taxol, nor gemcitabine, any of the newer drugs.
Why do you say you're waiting too long? I mean, to me, it looks kind of like adjuvant therapy.
Well, yeah, but a lot of the patients drop off before they get a chance to get the superior therapy.
So what specifically, first of all, are you doing in a non-protocol setting right now, and where do you think things are heading?
Yeah. What I do, and again, the data is not totally in yet, I give induction treatment with full doses for 2 courses.
Of what agent or regimen?
Well, for instance, paclitaxel carboplatinum. It's a reasonable, good regimen. Give 2 courses. Then I come in with the radiation with weekly either Taxol or Taxotere and carboplatinum, low doses with the radiation for 6 weeks on a weekly schedule. Then I stop after that. I think that takes advantage of the full dose treatment, which we know is effective, that you can't use with radiation. And there's some data now coming out that would support what I just said.